Conference, which corresponds to the official section film Open Air, Aire Libre, and we have the director with us, Anaí Berneri, actress Celeste Diezid, the actor Leonardo Sarraglia, and Bernardo Sarupi, who is the producer. So therefore, they are eagerly awaiting your first question, and there seems to be one in the front row. And I will take turns in the people asking questions later. Hi, good morning. We say that marriage comes because they get sick and tired. And I don't know whether you agree with the fact that, say, with organization as well, there are more separations created by people moving from one house to another than any other issue. To Svaraglia, I would like to ask you, after the success that you've achieved in collaboration or with Spanish cinema, you've gone back to your origins, back to Argentina. Yes,
I think that the interesting
here is that more and more, if one has the enormous privilege of being able to work
in Spain
as well as in Argentina,
or in all the Spanish-speaking countries, otros países,
or why not other countries?
Fantástico. It's always fantastic. I always believed and thought que el territorio de uno era el territorio
one's
donde
territory is where one
trabajar, construir
work,
cosas,
and build thing, construct things,
diferentes encuentros
and to have different encounters
con directores
with,
y con actores y con
actors and directors and artists from all over the world.
Y es cierto and que durante probablemente casi toda la década pasada estuve viviendo y trabajando en España
y
hubo bueno, la necesidad también, sobre todo personal, ¿no? de volver a trabajar con mucha de la gente que tenía ganas de trabajar en Argentina. Anaí era una de esas personas con la cual siempre habíamos querido trabajar juntos y así se dio el encuentro con esta película. Y en relación, había otra pregunta, no sé si es para mí o...
Claro. We can't hear the gentleman's asking the question without the microphone now. Yes. Open Air, Aire Libre is a film which questions whether is the home which transforms people into a family. I think that Aire Libre is a love story which takes love from a place which also contains conflict. It's an idea of a marriage.
¿Cómo se mantiene durante los
and
años
how it's maintained,
¿no?
how desire is, how do maintain alive for many, many years to continue to desire the same person beyond the family and beyond family, love and children. And that's why it was very important to have two great actors because it's a film with some very strong performances, but we also wanted to be as beautiful like Leo and Celeste because with years, when years go by, it's not the only important thing in eroticism or in desire. It's a look, basically, into marriage of a couple, and also generationally it demonstrates, because I feel it reflects my generation, where we are an immature generation, where it's very difficult for us to be generous vis-a-vis other people, and marriage and needs a lot of open air and a lot of generosity at the same time. Hi, good morning. I think that the film portrays very well that deterioration, which is almost deafening at the end. One walks out this, you walk out of the cinema saying you're never going to live with anybody else the rest of your life. How did you address the film? That is to say, the emotional noise goes in crescendo and increases. And then Leonardo, you've played the most, I don't know, the most hated character, physically, for example. You've been humiliated, that's the word I was looking for. What was the risk for you vis-a-vis your character?
No, yo creo que la sensación, hay una interferencia que anda,
there's an interference here now.
Que anda ahí
dando an interference which,
no, yo creo que la sensación más, persistente,
the most persistent,
que
shall we say, feeling,
mientras hacíamos
when we were playing these roles, was that that feeling of being very sick and tired. It's very difficult to. It's not a film, for example, where there's an extraordinary event takes place which envelopes these people, this couple. We had to try to find feelings which were very subtle, feelings with a lot of bitterness and a lot of being very tired and a lot of pain, and sorry, very internal pain.
Yo creo que ese fue
I think that was the largest challenge, really,
como en una gama
with a range of colors of a character, where
all
the whole palette and range of colors are not very strong, but it is a range of colors which are very subtle, a character
muy austera,
which is very austere.
El desafío justamente
the challenge basically that we had with Celeste
en
Anahí was to try to find
en esa gama de colores,
in that range of colors, to find all of those expressions that were absolutely internal. I think it's a film which is hyper-realistic in that sense, and in the performance we tried to transmit at that level.
Para mí fue una película muy,
it was a film which was very difficult as an actor.
Por supuesto, tanto Celeste como yo nos
Celeste,
nos,
as well as I,
y entregamos
we jumped into the deep end and looked
como directora,
and followed what Anahí, because she's a director, is one of the most important directors that we have in Argentina now. So we followed what she had to say. And that's what we did in Argentina. We
en esa búsqueda
we were trying to seek
sentimientos tan, feelings, tan difíciles de contar, ¿no?
Feelings that were very difficult to tell through the story and very hard at the same time. And for the audience, I imagine the audience questions and makes the audience feel a bit uncomfortable. We premiered the film in Argentina
con una hermosa repercusión,
with a very beautiful, very extraordinary critic. Critiques, and everyone in my environment went to watch the film. We came out of the film, all of my friends felt very uncomfortable when they left the cinema theater after watching the film. And this has to be recognized. It's a film that's disturbing and makes you feel uncomfortable, as I was saying. It's a type of cinematography that I believe puts the audience, especially the audience
que podría llegar a tener de relación,
a certain relationship
parecida,
that's similar,
o que alguna vez, claro,
or has perhaps any person who has been in
a
relationship with another person and tried to maintain the project or continues to maintain that project together with his or her partner. I think in that sense it's a very interesting film, and it's very tough and hard, and it also addresses the issue with children, because there are a lot of people that left the cinema, so I'm only going to see my son to see how he feels or how he is, because all of a sudden in the middle of the struggle for love or pain due to love, one forgets about the most important things, which are our children.
And
in any case, that's what we shouldn't leave to one side, because at the end of the day, they are the ones the most, they're the weakest and the beings, and they that depend on us the most. So to put into play all of those different issues, I think that's how things went, more or less.
Hola.
Hi. I want to reflect upon it. Don't you believe that the film at the beginning justifies and then standardizes gender violence? It's a film which talks about a violent union. It's a violent union because it's a crisis which is not said in words. And the gender violence is so much feminine as well as masculine. Violence is naturalized. It's not violence towards a woman. Both of them are violent. Nowadays, in fact,
muchas veces
many times
se criminaliza la
we criminalize gender violence as if it was only towards women. And here there's a very violent link amongst all the family. There's a naturalized violence, which is not only physical, but it's also verbal. So when you really don't put into words what a crisis is and what's happening and what's going on, violence emerges. And what occurs also is that in my country, in Argentina, we have, there's been many years of feeling it's very difficult as parents to have authority because we're afraid of authoritarianism, to establish limits, to put into words those limits. And what isn't said, it turns into violence. We know that it's a crisis. And the shape of the film, it works by accumulation. Those little gestures and details that are violent, of not responding or not answering in the right way or in the... And that lack of love brings about and creates that crisis. I sincerely, the answer that you've given me, it seems, is the justification of machism. Now, do you see the film, which was very machist? And with the answer, I see it even more machist. Okay.
Okay.
I might feel that there are two characters who have a lot of passion. It's also for the kids. When a child fights with another son, that's natural. When two kids fight, but in this crisis, leave him alone. And then when there's love. And address all of that part. It's as if there's a lot of fear of showing in cinema what is a passionate union between this couple. And the reality isn't a garden of roses, and all end up going to psychotherapy. And the most common thing that happens, and in fact, Celeste's character uses a type of violence which is used in sex as a weapon. And that's a place of a lot of violence. Lucia's character. So therefore, there is a link there which is violent between both of them, the couple, and there is a crisis. And they're trying to overcome, but they can't because of the love that unites them. And beyond that, they don't admit ending up or stopping or splitting up, and to finish off with being a couple. And that is where passion comes into it. A question for the director as well as for the producer. To the director, whether you approached any other ending, because it seems the ending could have been much more different in the film, and the producer, how was it, the process until 2 years ago when you came to the co-production forum, to now that you see it premiered and so on and so forth here in Europe, in the San Sebastian Film Festival? Thank you. I'm going to start to talk about what I can't see where you are. Where are you? Okay. Hi. When Anaí sent me the script, I was building a house outside the city. I was able to finish it, and the family is still together for the time being. Perhaps we wanted the process to be as short as possible, so what happens to the couple in the film doesn't happen to me. It was the embryo, so as to start the film in the forum. And what we did basically was to associate with a couple of production companies, Ibedecine, Rizoma, which is my company, and Patagonic, and that's how we set up the film. We shot exactly 1 year later, in November 12, 2013, the film was finished quite quickly. Argentina has an advantage. It's a country and a budget level which is still quite competitive at an international level. They're very cheap, shall we say, films for the international context, so therefore it's not that complicated nowadays to set up a film. It's not that simple, but it's not that complicated at the same time. And that's it, basically. There wasn't practically apart from Ibermedia and some one of the international co-producers in the film. It was premiered in May in Buenos Aires, and now we're here. We went to Toronto at the festival as well. So there's not much more else I can say. I'm sorry. The Association of Spanish Producers say that There are many Spanish directors who also mortgage their house in order to carry out the project. Was that your case? Did you have to mortgage your house in order to make this film? No, one has to try to not risk one's life in order to make one a film. Sometimes you've got to do it, but in general, no, such is not the case. Mental health, at least one's mental health. Well, the ending of the film. The truth is that we always feel, and it was going to finish with a wedding, and it wasn't these two, but it was going to finish with a wedding, with a new birth of love, with a new opportunity for them and for some friends, and in a certain way, with the need of rethinking marriage, what place that institution has, whether we're all prepared to live married for many years and desiring the same person. And yes, and that ending, I thought, for me, what's attractive is the people. They look at themselves and they look at themselves with kindness, and they've been able to put into words that crisis and that burden on their shoulders, which was so heavy on both of their shoulders. I'm happy with the work about the intimacy that both of them portrayed in their characters, and that for us was the greatest challenge, to try to portray the intimacy of this couple, this man and woman. I'm sorry, we can't hear the question. They ended up forgetting what unites them, and the most important thing, the house to a certain extent, is the metaphor of the deconstruction of this family, and it is completely, and it has a symbolic place as well. Okay, that they leave it there, and that is to say, they leave it there in the house that they're constructing. Please, can the photographers stop taking photos, if they'd be so kind? Hi, good morning. It seems that it's a very courageous film, from my point of view, when presenting that two-way of violence. In that sense, I want to congratulate you, because it doesn't fall into the common cliches of violence in a couple, and that's as regard to what you said before. Leonardo Sbaraglia, you've worked a lot in Spain, you liked it in the peer films that are premiered in Spain. We like you very much in Spain. Could you reflect upon how you work in Spain and Argentina, the difference, or what's there in common, or what unites us from a filmmaking standpoint, or what separates us? Can you make a slight comparison between the two realities of our cinema? Yes, I think it has changed enormously. When I started to work in Spain, as regards to Argentina, the industries were very different, the filmmaking industry. When I started to work here, what I felt is that there was a lot of shooting was done, and the budgets in general were much larger. And above all, I felt that in the year 2000, when I started to work here with Intacto, with Ciudad Sin Límite, with Deseo, there were a lot of genres were addressed, where perhaps in Argentina now is where we're starting to do films in different and many other genres. In Argentina, at that stage of the game, we were starting to, and this perhaps could be said to Hernán or Diego, but I think that there was something which was much more signature, which was starting to take place in Argentina in filmmaking. And at that period in Argentina, there was a commencement of a sort of movement, Lucrecia Martel, Trapero Caetano, a new way of conceiving from a production standpoint or the films that were made there. And I think that has a lot to do perhaps with the cinema schools and the amount of new resources and tools, cinematographic tools, that can be used to make a film that it started to become easier to achieve, and digital as regards to what is film itself, which is an element which was much more costly and much more difficult to have access to. But it seems to me that apart from all of this, I think that each cinematography has a lot to do with every the director in Spain. There I made about 15 films, and they were truly films that were very different and all determined by how the look of Vicente Aranda, the director, who had a certain way of working, or Rodrigo Cortés or Fresnadillo, that is to say, very different universes as directors. And I think this also happens in Argentina. In Argentina, we have the director Campanella, Buenaventura Berneri, or there's Damián Cifrón, or Hernán Belón. That is to say, each film that is shot, or each production that's made, is highly determined, I would say, what is the production that the film has, and also the point of view that the director has, that is to say. So therefore, in that sense, it's quite different. What I do value enormously is that between Argentina and Spain, there have been an enormous amount of agreements and they've united in order to produce together. I've been fortunate enough to be working in Mexico, and Mexico and Argentina are absolutely, they've got nothing to do, they're worlds apart. They've got practically no points in common. Mexican cinema practically can't be seen in Spain, and Argentinian cinema is not seen in Mexico. In Spain and Argentina, to a certain extent, in many aspects, and to a great extent, it was almost the same territory. That is why before, when you asked, you went to Argentina, I said, I don't live it that way, because I feel we continue to do things quite together between both countries, and we continue to share a very large market. In fact, there continues to be, we've got a co-production, which is Relatos Salvajes. It's a co-production with Spain. In the last few years, I made Cien Retorno, The Corredor Nocturno, a co-production with Spain. I'm not too sure whether I'm forgetting some films. Las Viudas del Jueves, a co-production with Spain. So therefore, in that sense, I'm quite probably working more in Argentina, but there continues to be, and in turn, there are many films that are being made possible thanks to that relationship between the both countries, films that couldn't have been made without that relationship with Spain, and between Spain and Argentina, and that's marvelous. Yes, and in that sense, there's a relationship, and there are many films that have been made possible and continue to be made possible thanks to that relationship. Things are changing, obviously, because the world is changing, the economy is changing, the market's changing, the way we see cinema as well. We watch movies, so therefore there's something that's moving, and from the year 2000 all the way to here, in these last 14 years, things have changed enormously. Everything's very different. But let's hope we can continue to go hand in hand, because I think the relationship between both countries is very fruitful. Hi, good morning. I would like to ask Leonardo, I think that quite often you make a lot, or it's as if you were looking for oil, and you make a lot of some of the characters. Here, did you have to look in towards you, then outside, than outwards, in more inwards than outwards, in order to portray the character in this film? Yes, as one starts to grow, the characters are an excuse in order to do this when one gets older, so as to one can look at oneself internally more and more so. And as one gets older, everything seems to, well, the character really has nothing to do with me. He's, and in general, no character that I portray has anything to do with me, but there are always excuses and metaphors to tell the story about oneself, to try to find something about oneself, to try to reflect upon something about oneself, to try to express oneself through the character. Perhaps it's a bit, it sounds a bit ridiculous is what I'm saying, but that's what exists. It's a way of, the work one carries out ends up being one's life. one practically spends more time working than doing anything else. It's one's job, and one's working, and one expresses oneself, and you're playing a role of a character at a given moment in your life. And always those characters, always, and I think it has a lot to do with getting older and maturing and finding that more and more you're more available vis-a-vis in front of the camera and without any pitfalls, without, no, this is what you see is what you get, that's what I'm trying to say, and what you see, and you've got to allow them to come in into you. When I was younger, perhaps, one tries to put a lot of obstacles in front of the camera, but I like that imagery of looking for oil. I think there's a lot of that. I think that's very interesting. I like that concept.
¿Más preguntas, por favor?
Further questions, please.
¿Alguien más se anima?
Anyone else?
Si no es así, pues muchas gracias.
Okay, thank you.
Oops.
No, there is a question there. Okay, sorry, please. For the director and for the producer, Julia Montesoro. Hi, how are you doing? I wanted to know where's the film going? Because you've come from Toronto, now San Sebastian. Well, how does this tour continue? Thank you. Hi, Julio, how are you doing? It started a week ago in Toronto, the international path journey of the film, and to be here in San Sebastian is going to be very important for the rest of the journey. We don't know what is the next place we're going to, but the film is going to go as a programmed series of festivals that it's going to participate in, and there are certain possibilities vis-a-vis distribution that we will see at the end of the festival. And the truth is, it's all a bit premature what we're going to. The film's gone through Argentina. It's strange because the films normally start outside, then we did it back to front. We premiered at home due to dates that had to do with production issues. And now we have to see how things go, and according to that, we'll see how it goes. But initially, we're going to go through festivals and to be distributed in some countries in Europe. Anyone else? Any further questions? Oh, we're going to Rio Festival next week. Okay. If that isn't the case, thank you very much. Thank you.